Chip. Welcome back to another late night edition of the Say Man Sports Talk Show. And over here, we're bringing you our latest segment titled Flag on the Play. And we know a few things. Flag on the play, there's no right or wrong answer. Everything's opinionated. We just kind of brainstorm topics that make sense and kind of run with it. Right?
It's like before each and every episode, what I would like to do,
step in. I would like to hope that everyone out there is blessed, pursuing greatness among some form or walk of life. Stay focused, stay productive, stay constructive. It's all going to pan out. Put the work in. All right. Now, interesting weekend. Retrograde stuff is crazy or whatever they call it, but that's totally outside of what we're talking about. Great weekend for basketball. We are going to hop right into what happened this evening. The NCAA Women's National Championship took place today. Sorry, trying to learn a little sound effects. Yes, Lord. All right, so we know we had 1 seed South Carolina coming in 37-0. We had 1 seed on the other side. Iowa coming in at 34-5. Clearly 5 losses and 0 losses is the difference. Two powerhouses, two great teams. I felt like they left it all out there on the court. South Carolina was most definitely the better team. I think from start to finish, it was a pretty good game. We seen Iowa come out initially off to the races, but South Carolina kind of got settled in, man. And they, you know, it's like, they settled in and glimpsed back last year how hard they had worked. They came up short to this very team. So the run is impeccable. They capped it off undefeated season, as we know, 37-0, well, 38-0 counting this win. And with the national title, you know, we want to shout out Dawn Staley. We have to put her on whatever the Rushmore is called of elite coaches of all time. I think I seen a stat that said something like her record was like 109-3 or something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's amazing. What she's doing, especially what's going on in the uplifting of the women's game, I think is very important. A leader, a true leader that cares about her kids. Last year, we know she sent, I believe Aaliyah Boston to the, she was the first pick overall, with the team that came up short. This new turnover of players, next year's players coming in. Tremendous job to Dawn Staley. Just want to shout her out. You are a special, special, special breed. May you all enjoy. Also, so major congrats to South Carolina capturing the title. Big ups to Iowa as well. You guys fought hard all season long. Big games like this has to be a winner or loser. We understand that. Excuse me. There's nothing wrong. We're not going to always win. I just want to read off some of the big players on the stat side for both teams. Okay. We know that Kitts, forward for South Carolina, went for 11, 15 for Carduso. She also plunged in with, 17 boards, 15 and 17. She's grimy down there. Hall poured in 7 points, Johnson 3 points, Papeo 14 points, Watkins 3 points, Fegan 6 points, Walker 0 points, and we had Johnson tallying 19 points. So they put up a total of 87 points for South Carolina. Iowa, not so great. Well, they put up 75, so that was good. Their league high scores, they had one player with 11, one with 12. Kalen, of course, went for 30. Yeah, Marshall going for 6, Martin for 16. I mean, I just kind of felt like then on the bench is 0. So, for me, South Carolina attacked them with the bench and then also the depth in the defense. Kalen Clark had 30. So, I mean, 10 for 28. She wasn't great from the field, but mind you, she's launching all bombs. You know, you drop a 30-piece when they double-teaming and triple-teaming you. I don't know what else is expected from her outside of that. great games. So congratulations to our new national champions, the South Carolina women, Gamecocks. I feel like that's amazing. The women's side of the bracket definitely held it down more than the men's, in my opinion, this year. What do we have to dive into? I want to go into a little bit about Caitlin Clark's run. Amazing player. It was dope to see head coach of South Carolina shout her out, calling her a GOAT. I think just that acknowledgement is amazing. From an opposing team to lift when you have a moment to really just, you know, kind of trash the other team or the opposing team. Caitlin will be just fine, whether it's the Big Three, WNBA, AP Player of the Year. She is really like that. Cardoso, I'm sorry if I mispronounced her name. She's really like that. South Carolina is in full effect. They will be back. I was probably going to have a hard time replacing Caitlin. This is one of the players that really kind of modernized women's basketball, if you want to be technical. So, you know, but I'm sure there's another star brewing. Like I said, women's basketball definitely held it down. We learned that UConn has the number one player in America coming to them this upcoming season. That's amazing. What else is going on? We got the men's national championship, I believe, coming up tomorrow. So be out on the lookout for that. Caitlin Clark, though, I mean, you got to put her down in history. She's pulling up from 30. It was an amazing thing to see. Bunch of women stars, Juju, they didn't make it to this game. Angel Reese, of course. And maybe let's just look at 1 through maybe 10 of the first draft picks that's coming. It's really amazing and something special to see and come. So we will stay tuned and pay attention for what's to come. On the men's side also, then just on the women's side while we're right here, I want to just go through this season's offensive and defensive leaders at the top. So Caitlin Clark averaged 31.7 a game. Juju Watkins, Juju averaged 27.1 a game. Caitlin 31.7. Lucy Olsen out of Villanova came in with 23 a game. On the assist side, Caitlin Clark, 9 assists a game. McKenna Hauschild, 7.3 assists per game. 3-pointers a game. Caitlin Clark, 5 made a game. Swinging over to the defensive side, you had 5 steals a game from Hannah Hidalgo from Notre Dame, well, 4.6, just under that. Cameron Brink from Stanford blocks 3.7 a game. Defensive leaders, BYU on the rebound side, Lauren Gustin, 15 boards a game. Angel Reese, 13, 15, and 13 is crazy to me. Like I said, man, the women done even out the playing fields. Very exciting. Ticket sales should go up. Numbers should go up. Stay on the lookout. Congratulations once again, South Carolina. Great season. Iowa, I was going for Iowa, man. Broke my heart. But till next time on Flag on the Play, man, y'all stay safe. Y'all stay aware. Stay alert.